Hi everyone, thanks for joining us for our latest podcast interview. Today I'm delighted to be speaking with Kate Suiniskaya. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. I'm so sorry, Kate, if I haven't. And she's probably going to chide me a minute for getting it wrong. But anyway, she's a fantastic short film called Parallels. Now she's the director, writer, producer, one of the key cast members. Brief synopsis here. Parallels is about complex mother-daughter relationships, growing up, acceptance, fighting for your dreams, and most of all, love. Kate, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Absolutely, as I say, delight to be chatting. I did watch the film again today. Just remind myself. One of my favourite scenes, which is the end when your friend's there and the guy walks in. I don't know why, it just cracks me up when he goes, I'm going for a drink. And she goes, yeah, all right, I'm coming with you. But anyway, I digress. It's really funny. But the film is actually quite serious, so that was quite an amusing part to the end of it. Could you just give us, I know I've given you everyone the synopsis. Let me stop myself there. Because what's really interesting about this film is it's like set in Russia to begin with. That's right, isn't it? And then it sort of morphs through the story. But I'm assuming you're a Russian citizen. I don't know. Where was it actually filmed? Was it actually filmed in the US? Because I should again point out that you're based in LA now.
Yes. No. Yeah. So I was born and raised in Russia, and yes, I did film it in Russia as well.
Okay.
There were thoughts in my mind, you know, maybe make it in LA, and I even tried to find cast members here, and I was thinking about maybe somehow putting it together. But then I ended up realizing, like, no, I had so many like locations and ideas that I wanted to put in, and it would be easier for me to move this production to my hometown where I grew up, where I had, some connections and resources. I mean, I didn't have any crew members at that time that I knew of, you know, I only kind of pieces together through my friends and, because I've never worked in film in my home country. But I just realized, like, okay, there are major locations that I think it would be easier for me to just do it there. Otherwise, the production value, like, here would be, like, you know, lesser, and I would have to end up paying way more.
Yeah, of course. And because when I was watching it, I was thinking, is that the Midwest? Is that, like, the Rust Belt? Was it Canada? But then I thought, I wasn't convinced, and I thought it was Russia. Because, of course, I'm sure you could have found place it. Well, maybe you obviously looked and it would have been really tricky. But so was it all Russia or did you... Because there is American people. So part of it, I assume, is filmed back in the US as well.
No, everything was filmed in Russia. And we staged the US parts, you know, in there. So I did cast an African-American man who is speaking Russian, you know, and he just spoke English well. And then were, you know, some other tricks I don't want to give away. But basically, yeah, I just kind of cheated all and made it look like it's in the US.
Oh, no, it's a really brilliant film. I mean, the dynamic with your mother in it is really, it's really powerful. In fact, everyone in the film is really good. But it's that question, awful question I have to ask everyone, which is, you know, what's the background to this? Is it kind of not without getting into anything too personal, but is it sort of a life experience or is it just an idea that you came up with?
Sure. It is based a lot on my own experiences and my mom's life. And I came with this idea because I, you know, at some point I wanted to tell my mom's story. And I just couldn't kind of wrap my mind around how would I do, you know, how would you put together like a whole life into a short film, I always thought it's going to be a feature, and then like I'll never get to it or whatever. And then one night I just like had this realization, you know, because it is true that, you know, there are some parallels in my life and hers. It is true that unfortunate thing happened, you know, her mom passed when she was 16 and my mom passed when I was 16. Yeah, that kind of, you know, that just shaped this whole idea about parallels. And then I just wrote it really quickly and I was like, this is it. I feel like I have to tell this. And you know, in the beginning I thought that, you know, it's just something like for me, But then I realized, well, I had other feedback from people that like, okay, well, we had similar things happening in our life, or it just made me realize of like, okay, I have similar things that happened with my parents, or you know, in according to Pursuit of the Dream, or you know, the loss of a parent as well, which is something I did want to touch on, because you know, I don't think there is a lot of talk in film about that when you're a teenager and it's happening, how you like navigate that life after. So yeah, I just realized, okay, well, you know, it looks like it's not just for me from this point on, because it, people resonate with it, and it is important for me to tell the story.
Yeah, no, and as I said, it's a really well, it really is a brilliantly made film. The performances in it are really quite moving. So how long have you been living in, I'd love to say to you, you know, is there any way you can, you know, give us an idea of the difference between filming in Russia and the film in the US? But I suppose that people that are outside that bubble, obviously including me, just have no idea of the difference. And I suppose that's something that's very difficult to quantify. But how long have you been in America? Because your accent is strong. I did point this out earlier. It's just really, you know, I can really hear it.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I've lived in the States for 9 years, almost 9 years. It's going to be 9 years in March. And yeah, I, the difference between like filming, I haven't seen a big difference, but maybe also because I was running the set, you know, because I was like in charge of most of things. And, you know, I did a lot of pre-production, a lot of prep before coming to Russia, and then I did a lot of prep as well right before the shoot, and I did have an amazing producer who helped me right there, and especially during the filming. So, but you know, because I think especially now with technologies, it's like very similar, you know, where we use the same cameras as we're using here, and like all of these things are very important. But you know, it just, and the work ethic of people is normally like the same, you know, in terms of like the drive, you know, people, if they're passionate about the project, they usually are fully on and they're invested. But yeah, I just, I guess the, well, it's quite a big thing. It made my life easier because I did not have to do any permits, partially because it's, you know, I shot in my hometown. It's a small town. Like nobody cares. But also I think even if I shot some things in Moscow, it wouldn't be a problem, like unless it would be just something like Red Square shots or something. But so in general, I think that aspect is kind of easy, you know, you don't have to worry about that. Like as if in LA, you kind of, I mean, I know a lot of people don't do that either, but you know, it's like way riskier here.
It is, yeah. And that, we should point this out. I mean, I've spoken to lots and lots of people, and I've been privileged enough to talk to lots of filmmakers from, you know, small budget and major films and all sorts. And they said exactly the same thing, like New York and you know, in LA and SAG and all the other stuff that's involved in it. And of course, now we're now sort of entering like this COVID era where you've got to have a COVID, or did have to have a COVID person on set. I mean, I don't know. I assume that's still going on. But I asked them about that. I've asked them a few times about that, and they said the same thing. You know, you can film in LA without the permits, it's dodgy, you know, they sort of guerrilla filming. But I suppose the problem with that is it's like anything in life, it's all fine until you get caught or you have an accident, isn't it?
Sure, and then that's
when the difficulties lie. And I remember speaking to a filmmaker that's based in China. He done this brilliant film, actually, this feature film. But he just said for him, he'd had enough of working there, because although it was cheaper and he could get the labor and he could, and like you said, all the technology is the same. Which is, you know, can translate. You said the problem is that eventually, you know, you do come to a point where, and he's been based, I know you went back there to film this, it's different, but he said, you know, being based there made it a real tricky situation. And eventually he's had to come back. The trouble is he's stuck in China because of COVID. He's been there for 2-3 years. Yeah. So did you storyboard this? How did you work this? I mean, because you're obviously filming back in your home country, but what's the, I suppose what I'm trying to get at is the preparation involved in terms of getting back out there. I'm sure you obviously getting a crew together and everything, but is it traditionally the same as working in the US? Would it be the same kind of work? The workflow might be a better way to ask about it, I suspect.
I mean, I'm not, I guess, the person to ask, as generally speaking, like, how do they work there? Because I've heard some stories, it could be like, I know that a lot of times, especially in like indie short film world in Russia, it's really up to the production. It's really up to those producers or directors. Usually it's both, how they operate the set. Because sometimes they would just go like they call me like crazy number of hours they're working on, and they have to like before and past, like it's just like nonstop, So obviously in the US it's not like that, and everybody's trying to, if there is an overtime involved, everyone's getting paid and et cetera. Basically for me, because I was running the set, I knew like what it takes, and I tried to do it by obviously US standards, and the prep, it was a lot of prep for me. Like I started like writing, kind of drafting, the script maybe like in maybe like October 2020, then like by January 2021 I locked the script, and then started like slowly prepping, but mostly for the crowdfunding campaign that I had, which was in May. And so after that, after May, I had like basically, because I shot it in August, so I had like 2 months of prep, and that was pretty heavy because I had to cast like a lot of people myself too. So I was just sitting in LA, like looking through those Russian acting websites and trying to find those people and then calling them. And then I kind of started, I think at that point I already knew who my producer is going to be. And we start like slowly talking about like some locations. And then, yeah, when I came to Russia like at least 3 weeks prior to the shoot, I think it was like 3 weeks prior to the shoot. And in my head, I was like, well, I'm just gonna probably like do a week of prep and that's it. And like it ended up basically like that whole time was my prep because some things came up, and then I had rehearsals planned and like some it's just like kind of con was constantly like shifting from the original plan. So I was like, okay, well, I don't wanna I wanna be completely prepared and not put anyone in a terrible situation of like pushing it or canceling or anything. So I just was grinding. And then, 5 days went by like this. It was just like,
That's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem. And I think I do some drone work on the side, some commercial work, and the filmmakers ask me to work on there. They're going to do they're taking a short film, which is going to become a feature. And then I said, well, how long am I likely to be in this location in Spain? It was like, oh, 2 or 3 days. But in my heart of heart, I know that's not real. I know it's going to be like 9 or 10 days, because it will be, because like you just alluded to, God planned. Men plan and God laughs, and things always happen, don't they? I think, and I really admire particularly when you're producing, directing, writing, and acting in a film, because you're wearing all these hats and spinning all this place. And look, I know the pressure is on you because you've got to deliver, right? But was it always your intention from the outset? Actually, probably a silly question because I know now you did film in Russian, that's always the plan. But was it always your intention to wear all those hats, or did it just morph into that?
I guess yes and no. Well, partially because I knew that I will. Well, when I made the decision, when I made the decision that it's going to be shot in Russia, I did not have at that time. I didn't have anyone to help me with that prep, and also in a way, I kind of knew like exactly what I wanted, so it would be easier for me to just do it myself rather than translating it to someone and like checking their work and et cetera. So mostly I told my producer, hey, like we definitely need to make sure, we're fed, so please take care of that. He helped me with finding like great locations, some of them, and like I was like, okay, great, we need this one because I definitely don't have any kind of access to this location that we need. And so he was just like, I knew things that I didn't have, and I was like, hey, please take care of this. And he, did a great job with that. But everything prior to that, it's the storyboarding, like you said, you mentioned that, and that was a lot of work too. Planning, like talking to the finding actors, the right people, and finding some other crew members, like all of these things I just didn't want. I just felt like this is going to be something that not easier for me, but it's just like it's way easy for me to communicate, you know, with myself and like knowing what I want. I really wanted to have a first AD on set, which didn't happen, unfortunately. And I was trying to find the right person. It just didn't, I don't know, this position is like really tricky, and I would have to bring someone from the capital, from Moscow. And I just couldn't find the right person. And that was of course challenging. You know, I did want someone to, you know, have my back and kind of like speed things up, you know, when we needed to. And so that was a big thing in the back of my mind of like, oh, like I have to wear that hat on.
Well, no, because it's a really brilliant point, because that, you know, as you were saying that, I was thinking of the sequence where there's lots of sequence outside, and I think you're down by the river with your mother, and I was kind of thinking, and now you said that, you've got to kind of direct yourself with no AD there to sort of carry the can, because really what you're after is, you're trying to get someone, you're already acting, aren't you? And yet you're trying to direct yourself, and it must be bloody hard to do that.
That was hard, yeah. And the way I planned it, that I knew that I don't want to kind of jump back and forth, like, you know, I'm director, then I'm like actor. So I planned that, okay, like the first 3 days, I'm going to just be directing and focus like on other people. And then those last 2 days, I will be acting myself. And at that point, it was just, I guess, a pure understanding of the story and like really trusting myself, like really just diving deep into like, how do I feel about this take? You know, am I honest with myself? Like, did I really deliver what I wanted or not? Because, yeah, again, like, it's not like I could ask like someone, hey guys, so what do you think? Like, you know, they're just like, you know, they're doing their job, and it's not their like thing to tell me how to do it, right? So yeah, it was, I mean, I did prep as well as an actor.
Of course.
I decided to pull it off right there and then. And I think it's very important for an actor to be prepared. So that's what I did in here in the States. And as I was getting closer to my own shooting days, I was like, okay, maybe I'll like squeeze a rehearsal like on Zoom, but that didn't happen. So like, I just had to rely really on that prep that I did here, really, really listening, really, really listening to myself and really be like present and figure out, okay, like, how do I feel about this take? Because like, there was a challenging scene, as you saw the film, with that dramatic scene with the mom. So that was like a lot of pressure on me to deliver that, because, you know, it's a dramatic scene, and, you know, we had other things to do that day too. So, but, you know, overall, I'm happy with what it kind of came out, and I did learn a lot. So I wouldn't trade it for, like, if I went back, I wouldn't be like, okay, yeah, maybe I should have hired someone else. Like, I don't know. I just feel like this was enough of responsibilities for me to carry on, and also I was prepared in all of them, and I tried my best. You know, you can't be perfect, but, you know, you try your best, and it's all, that film was all about the experience for me. I wanted to learn as much as possible from it, and I did.
No, it's, honestly, it's a brilliantly made film, and, you know, you pat yourself on the back, you know, every level, the writing, directing, and producing. And I just wondered, because look, it could be a feature. There's no getting away from this. I can see how you would want to make this into a feature. But I wonder what it would, this has just popped into my head, actually. I wonder how the film would work if you made it into a feature, set it in the US, nothing to do with Russia, set it in the US, but had it so that you were growing up with a Russian mother in the US as a feature film, as a dynamic. I wonder how that would work, because that could be quite interesting.
It would be, yeah. And honestly, that there were like not just one person, not, you know, there were a lot of people telling me like, oh, like, so your intention is to make a feature, right? Or would you make it a feature?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, if you know, there will be like a producer that comes and just throws the money and be like, I want to make it a feature. Like, yeah. I'll be like, okay, sure, let's do it. But it wasn't my intention, because I don't know. I just, I I saw it as a complete story. You know, it turned into like a 40-minute film, you know, the full cut. The festival cut was 30 minutes. And so I was like, okay, I told everything kind of that I wanted in that realm. Sure, I could expand a lot more on that and make it into a feature. But I don't know, for now, I'm sort of like, you know, if it happens, it's great, but it's not my next goal per se.
No, and thank you. And I know you said about the AD, you wish you'd have one, but other than that, what would you really have liked to have been different about making this film? Because life is always easier in hindsight with doing things, but is there one overriding thing other than that you think, oh, I wish I'd have done this or done that?
The practicality of it, you know, just the would be nice to have that one extra day that we didn't have, you know, in terms of like not overexhausting ourselves, you know, would be nice to maybe grab like a couple of extra shots for the scene where I would play, you know, my mom and I was in a foster care and there was a fight.
Yeah.
Because we didn't grab those shots that I planned, but you know, in the like the midst of acting and like juggling other things, I kind of miss. I just didn't see that we didn't have that shot. But overall, in terms of like the story and everything, I don't think I would change anything. Like I think I've accomplished everything that I want. And again, in the 40-minute film, this is all I wanted to tell with the story. You know, there were some scenes that I had to cut out for just the festival purposes, but I think they kind of complete in a way the arc of my mom and like the arc of Lena as well. So I think they just add a little more meat to it, you know? So I mean, hopefully, you know, whenever I distribute the film, that's my current goal. You know, I want to distribute it to the platforms, you know, just get it to as many platforms as possible so people can see it. So my hopes are that they would accept the 40-minute film so they can see everything that I envisioned.
And I thank you. And I think what's really great about it is, and I'm certain this isn't intentional, but it's a really good thing. I think because let's be honest, going to Russia or going abroad, going any country and filming outside the US is always going to be challenging. Filming is challenging. But I think by doing that and shooting it in Russian, it's a real sort of positive, because it means, I think, when you have sort of proof of concepts that you want to show people and you show your work, it stands out, you know. And that's a really good thing, you know, because it is a really well-made film. It's really well put together, and you know, everyone in it is excellent. I just think, in terms of you know, what you can show you're doing with your career, I mean, this is my personal opinion, I think it's a brilliant thing, and I think it's an advantage over other filmmakers. And like I said, I'm sure you didn't do it for that reason, but I think in the great scheme of things, it can only be a positive. So really well done for producing such a brilliant film.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it already kind of paid off in a way, you know, because people that I've worked with before, even, you know, here in LA, they didn't see the side of me, you know, and they didn't see that I could do such a thing. And so it would build, you know, this curiosity and like, okay, what are you doing next, you know? And they're like kind of even more in my team now, you know? So it's been nice because yeah, they just realized that I'm, you know, not just like a production person or whoever person, like an actor or whatever. I'm capable of doing these things, and I'm going to continue doing these things. I definitely want to go further in the filmmaking route, and hopefully I can make a feature, you know. My goal is like to make it, you know, at the end of this year. So we'll see how it goes. It was definitely like a nice jump for me in my career. And again, I don't know, I kind of, sure, those thoughts were in the back of my mind, like, okay, this film will be like a kind of like a business card for me in terms of directing. But initially, and I think this is what filmmakers have to do, is go with their guts about making a story and making something that they really feel like is important to tell. They want to tell that, because nothing translates better to screen than that passion and that dedication. And you will only have that because there will be so many challenges happening, so many unknowns, and just there, the work, it was, the amount of work was insane. You know, like, I can't lie, it was like a lot of work. So the only thing that would push you through is just that will and that passion for the story.
No, fantastic. Kate, thank you very much. It was an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And like I say, the film was brilliant. And do appreciate you taking the time to chat to me.
Thank you so much, Steve. Yeah, I'm so happy that this film got into this festival. It was a beautiful surprise to be nominated for these awards and, you know, actually winning the awards for the Talented New Filmmaker and the Best Supporting Actress, which is, you know, it's great because, that role was very important to me too, you know, and it's it was great just to be a part of it.
So no, you're more than welcome.
If you would like to submit to one of our festivals, please go to www.fusionfilmfestivals.com. Thank you.